This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM, and you're listening to Rowan Friends. If you want to join our conversation, you can call us on 074-654-7335 or you can SMS us on 34519. You can also email us on on@chaifm.com or WhatsApp 062-148-2374. So it's 062-148-2374. You can also leave us voice notes. You can actually tell us a story with your voice. Everybody will hear it. We know that many countries listening to us. Funny enough, not just South Africa. We're getting actually SMSs from all over. I was surprised the other day receiving SMSs and emails to my personal email address, which is great. So you can always call us even after the show. You can contact us into our offices if you like. It's 011-325-7777. That's our office numbers. You can call us after the show, or you can contact me directly on my WhatsApp on 083-6100-209. We're here at the studio with Liel Rimon. He's an expert in, I would say, in coins and Swiss watches and diamonds. And we've got Peter Feldman. He's our blogger and really, he's an expert in movies. And we're going to talk to you today about some of his movie experiences, not acting experiences. And let's start there. Yeah.
Yeah, we also have experience in not in movies, but in TV, eh?
No, no, you can't tell about your experience with the movie actresses. It doesn't work. It's a Jewish station.
It's only in my dream, so I don't think it counts.
Oh, dream don't count.
Tell me something. Do you dream in Technicolor?
I dream
in CinemaScope.
CinemaScope. You remember CinemaScope? It's going back in Britain time.
I dream in 2D, eh? Yeah.
2D. 2D or not 2D?
No. 2D is flat.
2D is
normal.
No.
There's no 3D in 2D.
You continue south, I'm telling you.
I'm saying there's no depth. There's no depth.
Yeah. No, 2D is terrible.
2D is terrible. It's very old. And black and white. Yeah, you said color. No color.
No color in your dreams.
No color.
No color.
And 2D and no voice. It's like a silent movie.
Serious.
Yeah, Roy, you got a very sexy voice this morning. I don't know.
He acquired it overnight.
I'm extra sick.
I'm extra sick. You eat glass last night for that.
He sounds really sick.
Is it?
Yes, you should do some adverts. They need that sexy Israeli voice.
I'm going to ask the same virus to attack me next
virus,
week, too.
Yes.
I'm telling you, after I'm on Zinad. Yeah. Zinad? Do you know Zinad?
No, not very well.
Zinad? Zinedine Zidane.
Do you think he's going to stay another year?
What do you mean? He took two championship leagues in a... He can be another 10 years.
You think so, eh?
I will give him...
Who's replacing in
Did
Barcelona?
Did you saw Ronaldo yesterday, last night? Oh, it was so funny.
Well, no, I haven't.
Didn't you?
No.
Yes, it was amazing, Roy.
What happened to him?
It was 0-0 the game for 120 minutes. And then penalties.
So
the first one
against who? What was it? Sorry, against that
it's
was
the Confederation Cup.
Yes,
all the champions in Russia. All the champions on all the continents are playing each other, and now it's the semi-final. So yes, last night Portugal played Chile. Chile got Sanchez.
Sure.
They got Vidal, and they got Bravo, the
keeper,
ex Real and now Manchester City goalkeeper. He stopped all the shots of Portugal players. Three shots
he's amazing on that.
Yes, he didn't give them a chance.
So who won?
It was amazing. Chile.
Good, thank you.
And Chile are going to the final. Today's the other semi-final. Germany against Mexico. Let's see. Good luck. And another very fresh news. Former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, is going
getting out of jail.
Yeah, he's getting out of jail after almost a year and a half. I think 14 months he was in jail.
Just tell us a little about why was he in jail.
Corruption.
Yeah. In Israel, they go to jail for corruption.
He took a whole lot of 60,000 shekels.
No. It was close to half a million.
No. 60,000 shekels.
And he went to jail. Acting prime minister. Not when he was acting, after he finished.
Prime minister in South Africa, in Israel,
it's like
the highest positions.
It's like the president.
Yeah, it's basically prime minister, meaning he's the highest minister. He chooses the government. And if he resigns, we have to do re-elections.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is the law in Israel.
Resign or impeached.
Impeached, obviously. Yeah. So this guy was caught, basically.
Caught with his hand in the cookie jar,
yeah,
so
but
to speak.
For 60,000 shekel. 60,000 shekel. In worst of times, about 200,000 rands.
And you go to jail.
So what would have done?
More than,
what
more they than would have 2 years. I think 3 years they gave him, and now they cut. They cut the third.
No. It wasn't that much. It was
so it's 2 years. And they cut two. It's almost 2.5 years. Listen, he's sitting 15 months now.
And we had a president.
A president. An ex-president. That was a rape. He was sitting on rape and sexual assault.
And that was after 17 years after the matter.
17 years after the done deed, they send him away.
Yeah, and listen to this. That was like the most amazing case, which I don't believe that can even happen.
But listen, we got now ministers, at least two ministers under investigation. The prime minister is under investigation.
Yeah, but this prime minister, they can't get rid of him. So everything is under investigation.
Again,
with him.
I think it's better to be under investigation than not to be under 100%. Investigation, like in South Africa, that you can do whatever you want. You can steal. You can in the middle of the day, like we call a robbery in broad daylight. And nobody can tell you nothing.
Let me tell you what's the difference. Yeah. The difference is that investigating a prime minister of Israel, of the most beautifully run country.
Yes.
No joke. And no one can argue that Israel right now is really the number one force in everything. And investigate him for giving him, somebody gave him a box of cigars, a very expensive cigars present.
Yes.
That's what investigating. Or this guy that did arms deal or we're not talking about arms deal. They're talking about the Gupta situation or stuff like that. I mean,
so
how can you even compare?
Already forgot the arms deal. It's fine.
Arms deal is
the
small
500
money.
Million that he stole.
This is small money, man.
Oh, okay.
He's got a 300 million rands home in Dubai.
Yeah, something like 360.
This guy's going to flee, guys. He's going to flee. Well, I wish he's going to flee.
Exactly. And I don't think we're going to miss him too much.
We're not going to miss him. I don't think anybody will miss him. I think he's going to miss him. It's going to be...
I think the people around him are feeding at the trough.
For sure.
During his occupation of the chair as president of South Africa. I think people who were supporting him, who block all no-confidence votes and all that sort of thing, will miss him, indeed. And that's why they're blocking it all.
I think there will be someone new to.
Well, we need fresh blood. We need new ideas.
Yeah, but he's gonna have the same kind of people that take in the cuts and whatever.
So you don't think the ANC cannot rid themselves of?
You need to exactly like we spoke now.
We have to go to our
ad break.
Our sponsors. So before we go to our sponsors, I'd like to have a song, and then to go to our sponsors, and then I want to continue the discussion. Guys, if you got anything to say, WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374 after that.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
If you're looking for a quick fix, I think you need look no further than Cash In. I mean, Cash In is INN, and that's run by your own Porn Stars SA. At their offices, which is 341 Jan Smuts Avenue, Hyde Park, and that's actually near Hyde Park Corner, you can bring in your gold, your jewelry, your watches. I mean, that's what they specialize in. And even motor vehicles. You know, you don't have to sell your car, rather pawn it. And I'm telling you, the team won't let you leave empty-handed. The team at Cash In are specialists in antiques, in fine art, in sports memorabilia, and a lot more. So contact your local porn stars that you know from radio and TV. And you can visit them by phoning 011-325-7777 or log on to their website. It's cashinin.co.za. Give them a try. I'm sure you won't be sorry.
Thank you so much, Peter. Leo, we were talking about...
By the way, just to compliment Peter, open 6 days a week. Saturday, we open until 1 o'clock. You can come anytime.
Thank you.
Okay. We wanted to talk about, I think that until there will be prosecution in South Africa, there will be no change. It doesn't matter if you change Zuma, if you give someone else, you need to have some kind of prosecution, and people will have to understand that they're not gonna Definitely. Be gonna just gonna still gonna do whatever they want and not get prosecuted for it and don't bear any consequences.
But I think with the general idea is like this: if it's built correctly, meaning if it built correctly, like the proper pyramid it is,
you
so the head
someone?
Is for the head to take R1 million, yes. or for that matter R1 billion. The others must eat another 100 billion. That's the way it works. Because for the other people to shut up, they have to eat too.
So what about to put enough checks and balances in place not to let them do that?
Yeah, but it's almost impossible. When you have a complete control of the government and there's no way of voting the person out, meaning what? Meaning that your own, at least your own party, is 60% of the voting power, you will not be able to have a vote of no confidence. What you have to have is a proper balance, like in every normal economy, every normal country that has, call it 45%, which is not good neither, 45% of the ruling party and 55% of other parties. And so the ruling party has to take at least another 6% opposition to make some sort of a coalition. And they don't even know the word coalition in South Africa. They don't understand the word coalition. They don't understand how coalition is supposed to work. Coalition is a part of
different parties coming together and supporting each other.
And they form coalition.
That's right.
That's exactly what's going to happen now as well in England. They actually didn't win so many votes.
They lost the majority.
They lost the majority.
So she had to look at the way out, and she's linked up with this Northern
extreme
Ireland.
Extreme right-wingers, which is good for the Jews. Extreme right-wingers and against that hilarious, or I don't want to say hilarious,
talking about
crazy Labour Party. Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean,
think about the same party that was run by the Iron Woman. I mean, and look at it where it got today.
But you're talking the Iron Woman, Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, she was amazing. She was amazing. And now Theresa May, she made so many mistakes on her campaign. I don't think she's that bad, but she made so many mistakes on her campaign that leader. You cannot. Downgrade your opposition. You know what I'm saying?
She did a mistake and she lost quite a bit on a plan. I think it's happened, especially in England with the Brexit. There's a lot of changes, so you can't really know what's going to happen. I think in South Africa, you're 100% right. There need to be a coalition, and it's important to be important is a coalition. Important also to have an opposition, a strong opposition that, like I said, put the checks and balances.
You have to, because if for instance, like in a healthy government, like if we had in South Africa, if we had today, and I really suggest it to most of the people, I'm not saying don't vote ANC, don't saying that the ANC is not supposed to have a president. I think the ANC is supposed to have a president because it's most of the people and it is a liberating movement, but we're not supposed to be like Cuba that sat with Fidel Castro that kept the country in the 50s till the 2000s, you know. So we not supposed.
But here they give you the chance. I don't think in Cuba you got the chance. It was a dictature. They gave you
it's dictatorship, like, and what it is here?
It's like
you see, they call it
President,
democracy.
President Assad. There is like three different parties. That's all of them is Assad's party, and you can just choose him.
But he still didn't get 100%. He got 90% of the votes. I mean, I must say.
But you still have election day and everybody go freely to elect the president and whatever.
Yeah, no, in South Africa, yes.
Anywhere.
But still, you must understand that I spoke to Soli, one of our team.
Yeah.
So Soli told me about his dad that thought that he gets the money, that the grants that he gets, it's not from government. He thought he gets some grants from the ANC. That's why he votes for them. Mm-hmm. So do you understand the misconception and the misexplanation? They don't explain it properly because maybe it's good for them.
Yeah, Soli's father represents about 20-30% of the people in our country.
100%. And although they suffer, they think they cannot do anything. I mean, that's it. I mean, if they don't vote ANC, they won't be able to get any of the grants, which is not millions, but it's still. Rather than think a little bit forward and say, okay, maybe some sort of a mixed government will give me something, will deliver me something. I think, I mean, look in the last month.
Nobody will be able to change their mind. But fortunately for the country, people don't live forever, and the generation will change with people that are a little bit more open to the modern way of living and stuff like this, and they will understand.
You know, it's normal in most of the dictatorships and kind of regimes like that to keep people ignorant, to make sure they're not educated, because you are right, when it gets to new when you get to the new generation, you'll find that people are cleverer, they're better. But in South Africa, they keep them trying to keep they're trying to keep our youth quite ignorant. They try to keep our youth not very clever.
Everybody that is not in the big cities, in the rural area, a lot of them don't even get electricity and running water.
100%.
Not to talk about proper education and stuff like this. And
yeah, I mean, if your matric pass is 30%, I mean, that means that 70% of the material you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, would you ever consider that to be
quite a waste of time or to go to school?
I mean, there's such a waste of good talent in South Africa. I find everywhere you go, there is barriers that people have to overcome. And I don't think the government is helping in any way as much as they should in trying to get our youth more involved. I mean, look at the rural areas, and I think that's where Zuma has his support. Mm-hmm. And they're ignorant, obviously. As you said earlier on, they don't have any access to water and electricity. Yet, you know, when it comes time to vote, they vote. They vote for the ANC. They vote for the support. Not necessarily for Zuma, but they vote for a party they've grown up with, their parents have grown up with, and they find it a liberation party. They liberated them from the yoke of apartheid, and that's the way they see things. They don't think intellectually about what is happening to the country as a whole. They see their own little rural areas. They don't have water, but they're not doing anything about it. And it's about time that things started moving. And I wonder what sort of impact Julius Malema's EFF will have eventually at the polls. He is quite confident that he is getting those people who are disillusioned with the ANC to bring them into his fold and to subscribe to his ideology, which is very, very radical, as everybody knows.
And what was the place of the ANC Youth League before? By the way, Malema was the head of the Youth
That's
League of
right.
the ANC before as well. The youth is going with him.
Of course, because he has that kind of charisma.
And he's telling the youth, listen, ANC was in control for the last 20 odd years.
23 years.
And nothing happened. You didn't get any better than you had before. Let's change.
Yes.
He's going to the radical way. The DA is going to another way to change it to the better. Just work properly and stop corruption. And maybe it will help.
It's going to go crazy, but I'm telling you now, it's the way I see it. Malema is basically not doing any good for anybody except himself. When I was young, I'm talking very, very young, on my matric time, I've done
2 years ago.
Two and a half.
Was your matric in Israel?
No, but when I've done my matric, I did a huge article on Hitler. That was my from beginning to end. From beginning of his life till the end of his life.
Was it like a thesis you had to do?
A proper, I don't know, you call it an essay? Is it an essay?
Essay, yes.
But huge, like from the beginning till...
Yes.
Like a proper novel.
Yes.
So I wrote about Hitler, and I really studied anything and whatever branches from it. And if you look at Malema, he actually adopted exactly the same ideas.
I don't think he went that far. He can go to our great neighbor, Mr. Mugabe, and all these kind of people that...
No. I think Malema did
You think Malema can do a research? You think Malema can
study? No. Yes, I think so. Really? I don't think it's that stupid. I really don't think it's that stupid. We have to go again to our sponsors. And before we're going to go to our sponsors, I'd like you guys to at least enjoy another song. This is Today.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. 062-148-2374. That's our WhatsApp number. I'm not sure if it's working. Is it working? It's working now.
Online.
I don't think it's really working. We got one SMS, not a WhatsApp. We got one SMS from Jeff. He's saying, enjoying the show, guys. So thank you so much, Jeff. I'm enjoying you listening to us.
We got some jokes. Can we tell some jokes?
Yeah, please do.
Do you want to lighten the whole atmosphere?
Yeah, for
here?
Sure. There's enough talking about Zuma.
Are they clean jokes?
We're going to talk about this. And in the end, we talk about what really, really bothers us and what is on our mind. But a joke about a woman and the wife. We're talking the last two Wednesdays, actually. Afternoon, about marriage, about women. So a robber going into a bank.
A robber. Yes.
How we say it? Robber.
A robber.
A guy that robs.
A guy that robs people.
Yes. It's a robbery. It's a robbery.
It's
South Africa.
He went to the bank. Yeah. And he pulled up a guy and he said, give me all the money. They gave him all the money. Then he shoots the cashier in the head. Horrible stuff. And then he come to the first person in line and he said, did you saw what's happened? He said, yes, you stole all the money. And then he shot this guy in the head. So the guys look at him, okay, shoot him in the head as well. So he go to the second one in line and said, did you saw what happened? And he said, yes, of course I saw. You stole all the money and then you shot these guys in the head. The robber shoot this guy in the head. He go to the third guy in line and he said, did you saw what happened? He said, no, but my wife saw everything.
Ouch. That hurt.
It is
that
ouch. It hurts. Especially my wife, the love of my life.
Who doesn't listen to you on radio?
She did listen yesterday. She was waiting for me.
She did listen. It was last night you said she doesn't listen.
He was wrong.
I was wrong.
So you got to be careful what you say, Roy.
Yep.
Because you're going to get it in
especially
the head.
Especially now when I'm sick. I don't know why I'm sick. I don't know.
You know, you've been sick since your return from Israel.
You know that one lady in the parliament once tell Churchill, Mr. Churchill, if I was your wife, I would put poison in your tea. So you know what he answered?
Yes.
If you were my wife,
I would drink it.
It's a very famous one.
That's the same. It was the same woman that says to Mr. Prime Minister.
No, it wasn't the same.
Yes,
one.
Same.
No,
one.
It wasn't. I read yesterday. And
was it not the same one?
Is this
different
the one?
Names.
Is this the one who said
the one that said that he's drunk?
He's drunk. He says, but you're ugly.
You're ugly. Then you're ugly.
I'll be sober.
Yeah,
and he's still gonna be ugly.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's asked me, "Hi, Ro, what song did you play? Beautiful Ruti, Ruti. It was Hayom Hayom from Lakat Pikud Merkaz. I think. Hold on a second. I'll tell you now.
Just checking up.
I'm just going to check up.
We're not on TV, so you've got to explain to the listeners exactly what's happening in the studio. So Roy's now on his computer.
They can't see.
Lakat Pikud Merkaz, yeah. Hayom Hayom. Today from Lakat Pikud Merkaz.
Well done.
Yeah. Another ad break.
Yes.
I can't believe it. We're not talking.
So
it's
not
just ads.
Put only ads.
I'm going to put a song. I'll tell you why. Because otherwise we have to get our things through. So I've got Yoram Gaon with Gesher Allenby.
I'm not complaining. The songs are awesome.
Yeah. Just all right. After that.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. So 062-148-2374. I miss the number always. That's our WhatsApp number. And we're back 34519. The guys for the next show
are outside. They're
just outside. They're waiting. Close the door. Don't let them in.
Half of them are inside.
Close the door. Don't let them in. The girl that reads the news wants to read the news. We will not let read the news. So let's start with this. Number one. Number two. We want to talk a little bit about. I want to talk about your experiences, but we didn't have time.
We didn't have time. We can do it next week.
You know, I want to actually to speak to you about, but think about it for next week. Do you remember Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
I remember him very well.
So there's a lot to talk about him.
Cannonball.
We can talk.
All the movies he's done.
Did you speak to him? You never interviewed him.
No.
So why don't we bring next week somebody you interviewed, and we can talk about them.
Yes.
All right. That's that for next week. So today, I just want to just continue a little bit. We've got a few minutes. I want to just educate some people about.
Inform
what is the difference between 9 and 10 karat? Because people call us the whole day. And first of all, guys, 5 rand Mandela coin is worth nothing. And I said the million times I said that, and people are continuing calling us. So please, 5 rand Mandela coin, you can call somebody else. Please.
Any money in circulation, any money that you go to the shop with and it used to be circulation, if it's paper, if it's coins, doesn't worth money.
Does okay. worth them normally. All right. So even if it says, even if it's got Mandela coin on it, yeah.
And if it's.
All right. So we talked about. So what is the difference? 24 carats, 100% gold. 9999% gold. Yes? 1 ounce is 31.1 grams. So 1 ounce, 31.1
grams. Krugerrand will be weighing 31.1 grams and it
of
will
gold,
be.
Of gold, but it's 34 grams.
It's 34 grams because it's less than 24 carats, yeah. Not 999.
The balance just make it a little bit harder.
0.925.
Yeah. No, 0.916.
Sorry, 916.
916.
925, it's silver.
Yes. And 22 carat gold is 91.6%. Then we've got 18 carat gold, which is only 75% gold.
Yes.
9 carat gold, which is 37.5% gold. And that's all we can say for today.
Please, call us if you have any questions.
Call us if you got any questions to 011-325-7777. My name is Roy Peretz and my team. This is Peter Feldman. Thank you for being with me today. And
thank you.
And Liel and Rimon, thank you so much.
Be good.
Have a good Shabbos.
Yeah.
Zay gesund.
Ciao.
Bye.